Srila Gurudev has requested me to speak something regarding Guru Tattva. So I will try to convey to the best of my ability my understanding of the concept of Guru and the position of Guru, Siksha and Diksha. Siksha and Diksha Guru. As we know, in the Shastras it is declared that Krishna appears to the conditioned soul because he is unable to perceive the Supreme Lord directly within his heart, although the Supreme Lord is present there in his Paramatma manifestation. But the conditioned soul is incapable of perceiving his presence. So the Supreme Lord, out of his causeless mercy, he descends in the form of the spiritual master. And he comes in two manifestations. One manifestation is considered to be his rupa, his form. That is the Diksha Guru, one who gives the initiation to the disciple. And an equal manifestation of that same Supreme Lord is his manifestation in the form of Siksha Guru, one who gives instructing, the instructing spiritual master. And he is considered also to be the Swarup of the Lord, almost the same. The Rupa is the form of the Lord, and the Swarupa is the considered to be like the personality of the Lord. But as we know, the internal and external of Krishna are identical, because he is Advaitam. He is non-dual. And his personality is the same as his form. So the instructing and the initiating spiritual masters are equal and identical manifestations. So the disciple must have equal regard for both of these manifestations of the Supreme Lord. He must honor them equally. Not that one is lesser than the other. This is a sign of the advancement of the disciple, that he is able to comprehend the position of the Diksha and Siksha Guru. So in our time, we have seen that this tattva, this truth, this Siddhanta, has been somewhat misunderstood because of immaturity. But actually anyone who is making adequate advancement on the spiritual path, he will realize that anyone who is coming to help me in my approach to the Absolute Supreme Lord, that that personality is to be regarded by me most affectionately, with the greatest respect. And that personality is to be seen by me as the Absolute descending to me to help me. So in the manifestation of Mahaprabhu's movement in the Western world, originally started by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, the inaugurator of the Krishna consciousness movement in the Western world, the first of our acharyas in our line to preach in the English language. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, doing such a vast movement for the spreading of the mission of Mahaprabhu in the Indian subcontinent and sending his disciples to the Western world. And then one particular disciple coming to the Western world and fulfilling the prophecy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to spread this Mahaprabhu's mission, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we in our time have had the good fortune of his personal association and accepted him as Diksha Guru and also as Siksha Guru, because so much instruction was received from him and is still being received from him. And the position of this personality is without any question one of the most prominent positions in our disciple line. But if someone becomes mistaken to think that only this one personality is to be considered or is to be honored, and Even now there is a philosophy being spread that only he is meant to initiate all people of the world. We've heard some of these conceptions. Ritvic philosophy. These are all apa sampradaya, apa siddhanta. Because Krishna is continually coming to this world in so many different forms, through so many different personalities. And if one has received diksha from one particular guru, if another personality comes into his life who gives him so much guidance, so much help in his spiritual advancement, and actually becomes his siksha guru, it may be that he may consider that he has received more from his siksha guru than his diksha guru. This is not impossible. There are many examples of this in our disciplic line. Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, and Srinivas Acharya, they all took siksha from Srila Jiva Goswami, although they were initiated by different gurus, diksha gurus. But they all accepted Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, taking siksha from Swarup Damodar Goswami in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later coming to Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami. And in this way, all of our acharyas in our line, there are so many examples. They have taken siksha from different Vaishnava personalities. There is one story, if any of you are familiar with the Jaiva Dharma of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In the beginning of his book, he explains this story that there is one Mayavadi sannyasi. And this Mayavadi sannyasi has very dharmic qualities. He's very learned, very sense-controlled. He has all good spiritual qualifications. And by and by, he is traveling. He comes to the area of Navadvip Dham. And in Navadvip Dham, he comes to meet one great Vaishnava personality who is there in Srinavadvip Dham performing bhajan. So this Vaishnava personality, he associates with him and actually becomes converted. He was ready for this conversion, although he was Mayavadi. But he was seeking very greatly, and he was able to be converted to the personal conception of the Supreme Lord. So he began to live there in Navadvip Dham and perform the practices of bhakti, sadhan bhajan, under the guidance of this great Vaishnava. Then, after some time, after so many weeks and months of receiving instruction from him, one day his guru, this Vaishnava who he had now accepted as his guru, told him that today we are going to go together and we are going to visit with my Gurudev. So the two of them both went simultaneously together to another area of Navadvip Dham where there was another exalted Paramahansa Vaishnava. And both this Mayavadi, ex-Mayavadi sannyasi, and his Vaishnava guru sat in the presence of this superior personality, and they both heard Harikatha from him. And then after this, they left and they went back again to their own dwelling. So this is an example of the actual etiquette in the Vaishnava circles. Not that there will be some kind of competition. If there is one Vaishnava personality who has become a guru, he has begun to initiate, but yet he has his spiritual standing may be not on the highest level, but yet he is aware that there is another great Vaishnava who is of the higher level. So it is the etiquette that guru, he will give access to his own disciples to have the siksha and the guidance of this higher personality. If the diksha guru obstructs the access of his disciples to this higher personality, then that is a disqualification of the guru, actually. There is something wrong. So, in actuality, the diksha guru will be very happy to see that someone can help his disciple. And also he himself will be very anxious to have superior association, because this is a sign of a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is always looking for the association of higher Vaishnavas. And we see this all the way up into the Lok Vrindavan. There, all of the personal associates of the Lord, they are associating with one another in the eternal leelas of Krishna. And they crave one another's association. And they are enhancing one another's association by their remembrance of Krishna in their own mutual groups. So we must know that if we want to make progress in our spiritual life, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj has given some very nice direction in this regard. He says that the Absolute Truth moves sometimes in a crooked way. This is the nature. So we may see at one point in time that this flow, this stream, is coming down from the spiritual realm through this personality. And then at another time, we may notice that it is here, coming down through another personality. So if we are indeed seekers of the Absolute Truth ourselves, we must be willing to run to where that next manifestation of the Supreme Lord is. And we must go there with full enthusiasm and with the proper mood and the proper temperament. And we must accept that Krishna is manifesting to me in this way. And if we do so, if we are always open in this way, there will be no obstruction to our spiritual advancement. But if we are becoming prejudiced against various Vaishnava personalities who can offer so much guidance and so much help, then we will obstruct our own spiritual advancement and the advancement of others who are associated with us. So, we must always remember, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told us in the Urvashtakam prayers, we sing daily, Sakshad bhari te nasamasta shastri uttastata bhavyata eva sadhavi kintu prapoya priya eva tasya vande guru sri charanaravindam. That sakshad bhari, that the Gurudev, spiritual master, is considered to be a direct manifestation of the Supreme Lord. And if we honor this manifestation, properly worship and honor this manifestation of the Supreme Lord with all awe and reverence, as it is said, Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadhama Vandamui Savadhana Mate, that with very great care, Savadhana, that we honor and we worship the Gurudev, the manifestation of the Supreme Lord, then our spiritual advancement can come very rapidly. So on this day, I would like to ask the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, to be kind upon myself and all of us, and to give us this medicine of Hari Katha, which all of our hearts are very greatly needing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tapan Mishra Prabhu is there?
Guruve Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Itadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Tavai Vashmi Tavai Vashmi Najwana Tavai Dibhikhnaya Radhi Jamnaya Sharanam Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Kritasya Nidhubhya Patitanam Vahvani Krishna. Also we heard so many things here about Guru Krishna. I want to add some more that Raghunath Das Goswami, Guru was Jagunandan Acharya. Knowing this, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the hand of Raghunath Das in the hands of Sir Damodar. And we have never heard that Jagunandan Acharya was so much angry with Deshaipur's Raghunath Das. But he was thinking that I am fortunate, so much fortunate that my disciple. Again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his hands in
Sarup Damodar.
In the hands of Sarup Damodar. And my disciple is now so high class of Krishna. Also, that very Raghunath Das Goswami came in Vrindavan and he saw Raghunath Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagunandana, all in his siksha group.
Rupa Goswami.
So in Vaishnava, there is not a wall like this. Now, something, anyone wants to change the epics also, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all, now they are writing that Jagannandan Acharya became so angry. The Guru of Shyamananda Prabhu,
Kridai Chaitanya Prabhu,
became so angry. All these are rotten. The writings of any person who is not liberated, who is not so high standard, this would not be allowed. There are so many false things, bad things. So, for established truth, this to go in the writing in the books like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada means your Bhakti Siddhanta. Anything will not come as declaration in that. But now, those who are writing all these things, that it is established to, and second day we see that they have come in bogus things. They have left Saviji, Bhakti court also, and now they will be manager in any company.
Business.
Hotels and motels. Hotel and motels. Doing so many examples. So we should not. First established truth, we'll have to see Ved, Upanishad, Quran, and the books of authorized.
Authentic.
Those who are liberated. So we see also in Jaikadara Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, he has written, the disciples of Babaji, what name?
Vijayakumar Vrajanath.
They are disciples of a very prominent Vaishnava Thakur, and he sent him both to Puri, in Jagannath Dham, to whom? Gopal Guru?
Yeah.
To learn all these things. And they heard it and they became so high class of Krishna. Then his Gurudev heard of this and they became so happy that my disciples are so fortunate that they have taken siksha from that bona fide high class of Vaishnava, associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there is no wall about this, that we should not go to the and we should not believe in the books. Now thousands are
published.
Bogus books. For in truth, we should go to Chaitanya Charitamrita, to the books of Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, and the bona fide guru. We can trust in Swami. And the books, he was authority. They have never written anything like this. Anyone can also. So now I am coming to my subject. Guru Goshthe Laisu. Not only Guru. There are so many kinds of Guru. Who has anyhow brought me to qualified Guru? And he has given any association. And he has show the path that, yes, sir, come with me. This devotee is very high class of devotee. You can hear. This is called Path Pradarshak Guru. What? English? Guide.
One who shows the way. One who shows the way.
Path Pradarshak Guru. And then, secondly, Chaitya Guru. Which Chaitya Guru?
Krishna himself.
Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you are doing any nonsense, an inspection will come down though. And if any good thing you are going to do, inspection will come. And knowledge will come. That is used to do at once. Who is giving? Always here, like a friend, Atma and Paramatma, he is Paramatma, always giving instruction and inspiring us. So he is Chaitanya Guru, Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Then, Diksha Guru, who gives the monks. And one Shiksha Guru who gives high classes of all teaching by teach, by adopting teach, you can
enter in
Krishna Bhakti realm. So we should honor all kinds of four gurus, but there should be some
gradation.
Not artificial. Gautam Thakur has written to you. Vaishnava Chiniya Adara Paride Jave. We should try to honor all Vaishnava, not as the same, but according to their
ability.
And that ability is Shraddha, that is Bhakti, according to Bhakti of Krishna. But don't disregard anybody. Even though I do have no Bhakti, even you cannot associate with them, the throne is on. Even an
ant.
Never. In our family, if anyone is not doing bhajan, you should not make a problem for him. Don't always disregard him. But this of them, tell Harikatha to him. But your behavior should be very sweet. Like Prahlad Maharaj and his father. His father created so many troubles, so many problems. Even he wanted to cut down the head of Prahlad Maharaj. He gave poison. He wanted to burn him. But what he did? He prayed for Parnishing Maharaj that, oh, be very
merciful.
He never disputed. He never quarreled with his father. Well, recently he answered some question, and it was true, but never part. So this, our behavior should be like this. If anyone has party feeling, you should not have any party feeling. All the devotees of any group, of any spiritual leader, all we are in family, all they treat like this. You should not make any party feeling, politics, or anything. Simply, we have come to do bhajan, sadhan. So we should try to follow all these things. If you are following very honestly and simple in way, then your devotion for Krishna will increase. So we'll have to serve all kinds of things. Goshthe, we'll have a rati, what I told you tomorrow, yesterday.
This morning.
This morning? What is the meaning of a rati? Govinda Bhagavata.
Rati means that when one's bhakti has gone beyond nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and has reached the stage of bhava, then that type of affection, spiritual affection, and this is rati, so that one should aim for that.
one should not immediately one should fix one's mind how one will have this type of affection arising.
Is there any symptom poverty? Any symptom that you can suggest that this person has vanity? Rupa Goswami has given all these things. If you want to develop your Krishna, you should know, try to know. A businessman goes to any college where he learns everything. No? But there are so many classes for this. If you want to play on harmonium, you should try to go to any person who knows and who is so qualified in this. So,
symptom
what is the symptom? If anyone has vrati, don't believe anyone is
weeping
and chanting by it. You should not know. Be careful. Whether he has vrati or not. And that is shanti, bhagat-talalapvam, virakti-ramane-sunyata-sabandha-samutkanthal, nam-gane-sadaviti, asakti-stha-gunakhyane, priti-tad-vasati-sthari-ityade, bhava-sudhya-bhavam. If anyone has rati, the same can be clear. You can judge yourself. And that is shanti. You are doing bhajan. And it may be that it may come some thing to make you angry and disturb your heart. But you still your heart is so calm and quiet. Never it becomes angry. It never becomes angry. Though it comes so much things, but he is always calm and quiet. Why? Oh, this is the rules and regulation. In what this always happens. Anyone dies, anyone becomes so troublesome. So, I should not give my attention so much for all this. I should try to do my Padatthakalattam. Always he chants, remembers, and always he the association of any bhakta. A single minute is not
wasting.
That's the problem. Virakti, always.
Detachment from material.
From material, all things matters. Never he is attached to anyone of his body. His attachment is always with Krishna. So no attachment. If you have no attachment for Krishna and bhakti, then automatically you are bound to attach with one. So if anyone has rati, he has no attachment with anyone worldly or of these things. Then
Manasunyata.
Manasunyata. He never wants
his own praise.
His praise. That also praises. Giving a lecture. How beautiful lecture I have given. You should tell. Oh, very good, Gurudev, so much help to us. I see that in world anyone cannot speak like you. Like you. Perhaps you are himself God. Never, never. If anyone is doing like so, he will see that I am dying. It is like a day. Manasunyata, asabandha, is in thought literally that Krishna will create. I will surely attend Krishna Pai. Asabandha, samutkantha. When I will have? When I will have? How will I have? He is doing practices of the bhakti. Shamanam, kirtanam, smaranam, bandhanam, bhava-jivanam, archanam, bandhanam, sakham, atma-vidhanam. So he is calling all these things, purely. Ashabanda Samutkantha Namgani Sadahari.
Ruchi.
Always they are tasting drink Sankirtan now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All this, whether he is alone, whether with his devotee family, always Nam Rani Shadani. Always that is this. Some taste is that. Nam Ganeshwara, you see, Ashakti Stadhunatya, always he is very fond of exclaiming the glories of his Gurudev, Vaishnav, especially of Krishna and Radha and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes it will be when exclaiming all these things. Nam Ganeshwara, Ashakti Stadhunatya.
Priti Tadva Sati Sthale.
Priti Tadva, where he will lead? Especially in Kalidasa. In Navdeep-dham, in Gambhira, where he will find all these things. Then after Pratitat,
Vasatisthala, Ittadevanubhavas, Yatavavam
Kriya. These are some symptoms.
Symptoms.
That you can judge yourself, that he has Rati. So, he is telling that you should have Rati in Goshtha. What is Goshtha? In Vrindavan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Bhavan, Nandagaon, Varshana, Gahwar Van, Andi Van, Vrindavan, especially Nidhu Van, Seva Kund, the tree, Banyan tree, Bansi Van, the
Jamuna Tirtha, Bank of Jamuna.
These are
Goshtha.
Why Goshtha?
Where Brajavasi lives.
Where Krishna? All this. There are so many leelas with gop and gopis. With friends, cowherd boy. With mother, Yashoda Maiya.
Charan Jagat.
Sometimes chastise this supreme personality of God. This place. Sometimes gopi are binding Krishna. With
Srimati Radhika,
Radha Damodar, this place. Sometimes Krishna is begging mercy of Srimati Radhika, this place. So this is Goshtha, where stha means to live, where gopis, cows live there. This is called Nandagaon, all gopis, all are. You will have to rati more than Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi and Asha. Then, Goshthaleshu, Goshthale, those who are living in these places, who are living? Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami, Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, then Narottam Thakur and all, Jagannath Das Prabhaji Maharaj. And the last time, also Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti, whole lifetime he began. And so if you are not there, by mind, yet you will have to be there. If you are sitting, doing bhajan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You should see, oh, this place is here. Oh, there are so many manifestations of Giriraj Bhavan. Kalindi manifests here in Pidnati. So many lotus flowers are there. I heard the voice of
Kaku bird.
Kuhu, kuhu.
So many cows are raising here.
And so many cows. So Vrindavan comes in his memory and he is heard. And Krishna also, Radha and all Gopi comes here. So, do bhajan like this. If you cannot be in Vrindavan, then at the time when you are doing bhajan, reciting the mantras, in morning and evening, you can be in Vrindavan. Without any pressure, no better for going there by
flight.
No ticket, nothing is
needed. No visa.
My bag go advance there. So try to
leave. No passport, no visa.
No passport, no visa, nothing is needed. So bhajan is so cheap. Then Sujara means there are so many kinds of Vaishnava. Six hours of Sri Sampradaya, of Ramanu Sampradaya. They worship Narayan and Lakshmi. This would honor them. So they are not worshipping Krishna yet. Some are Ramanandi. They worship Ram and Sita. Don't disturb them. Try to honor them. Some are worshipping Lakshmi and Narayan. You will have to honor. Some are in Nimbad Sampradaya, having Krishna with
Rukmini.
Dwarkavati.
Rukmini.
Shatamama. Doham. They are all in Tattva. Same. So you should honor all them. You should not make a vow. Raghunath Das Goswami had told for Bhakti, but yet they are doctors. And so many sampradayas there, and in worshipping Lakshmi and Ram, Sita, missing the veil. But what is it? If they are in Vrindavan, don't try to dishonor. You should respect as a Vaishnava. We always give jaya to Charu Sampradaya Vaishnava. But if anyone in the same Sampradaya, in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, having same all established truth and mode, especially when anyone always glorifying Swamiji, then what is it all that we can disturb of that person? This is nothing. It is against something. If any dog will come to me that I am coming from Swamiji, I am coming from the servant of Swamiji, I will embrace him. I will honor him. I will worship him. And I do. That they have no fear at all. So when these balls are coming, I want to take up this ball and throw
in the Pacific Ocean.
That will be no wall within Vaishnava. There was not any wall, any these things.
Divisions.
Barriers. So he is telling Sujane. These are Sujan, who? Of all other kinds of Sampradaya Vaishnava. But he is useful. Not only this, he is telling that have a rati to them, then. That they are my friends, bandhu. Those who are Brahmin. In Vrindavan, worshipping so many goddesses, like Shankar, like Hanuman, like Ganesh, but yet always moving and taking darshan of Radha Govind, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Shyam Sundar, Gopishwar Mahadev, and they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, sometimes not. No heart. You should have rati to that. Brahmins also. If they are not one-ended Brahmins, Vaishnava, Ananda, they are not Ananda Vaishnava. Ananda Vaishnava means
one-ended. One-pointed.
If they are not even, because they have some regard for Krishna. They are in Vrindavan. One day, there will be two Vaishnava. Papi, Chaksu Duracharu Bhajate Mamanandha Sadhureva Sammantabhya Samyakta Vashito. Krishna has ordered to say that. Ethanine is upset Sudurachar. Sudurachar means if he is against anyone in very bad practices, he goes to press the truth. He does any, comments any bad thing, liar or other thing. He is a cheater. Yet, if he is doing kalyan of Krishna, ananya, it may be. Don't decide that all the Krishna bhakti are pure. No? In the beginning, they will be like jagai jagai. They will be like who goes to prostitutes?
Vibhavji.
Ajamiya.
Anyone begins Krishna consciousness from very
low stage.
And if he is practicing bhakti, pure bhakti, very soon he will change his all mood and character and he will be pure. So don't have any hate, don't relish anything. So you should treat him like a Krishna bhakta. Very soon, all bad things will go away. Apichetu duracharu bhajate nam ananya sadhuriva samantabhya samdav pravastu chitram bhavati dharmatma. Very soon he will be a very good, great kind of mahatma. I know so many Vaishnava. Really, in their beginning they were very stupid, nonsense, and so on. But being in association of high class of Vaishnava, Guru, and chanting and remember, that they came so high class of Vaishnava. I also know those who were in high class of Guru and association, but neglecting them, they went down to hell. So many. So we should try to adopt all these things. Swamantre, what Guru has given mantra. You should know that mantra is not mantra, it is himself.
Krishna.
Krishna,
Guru, Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu are all these. Mantra are all. And especially Mahamantra, there is some difference in mantra and Mahamantra Krishna name. Krishna name is himself, the supreme personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. There is no difference in Krishna and Krishna name. It is only something since due to the quality of
practitioners.
But actually Krishna name is Krishna. No difference at all. You should believe that you are chanting the name, not chanting, but you are calling Krishna, and Krishna is there. A very strong belief. Then you can go up. I think so many persons cannot realize this. That when I am chanting Krishna, Krishna is coming. Krishna is there. Also, Ajami could not believe that when he took the name of Narayan, all his sense seen well go. Seen well burnt. See another? But when, at the time of death, three Jamdut came, and at the time four Vishnudut came, and there was a tiger, and Vishnudut told that his all sins have gone away. Now he is pure. Now he is qualified to go by Kuntha. Then he realized, oh, I am overcome by death of Kuntha. Overcome death. And then so I qualified that I may go to Vaikuntha, wherever he lies before. So you cannot realize this, but if you are chanting name, it will be all your sins will go. It will respect you. Very with respect you are chanting and remembering this mantra and mahamantra. All kinds of sins will go away. And a relation with Krishna will come automatically. How you know? In India. Here, I don't know the rules. But in India, father and mother select any boy for his beautiful daughter. And both sitting together, a priest comes and tells that you should utter this mantra. You are wife, you are husband. And for whole life, you are one. You should help each other. Then from this very time, they become husband and wife. In India, they never give up anyone. If any wife becomes blind, lame, or she is not able to do service to serve his husband, yet husband never gives up. Never and never. And if the husband becomes a leprosy man, leprosy is there. He cannot earn money. He becomes idle or full of diseases, or he becomes worthless. But even that chef lady will never give up. But so after marriage, before marriage, a father gives a word that she is going to be married with that person. And this is enough. She takes in her heart that she is my husband. So there is no marriage, and he never gives up. Like you know Draupadi, like you know Gandhari, his husband was blind. He took himself a cloth. And she was so powerful. So, in mantra, always speak very carefully, not like this, taking bath, in very intelligent place,
solitary
place, facing east, doing Pachman and thinking that I am in Vrindavan. Jamna is torn very gently, kalkalo. There are plants of berry, chameri, jui and so many fragrant fancy flowers. Bees are humming and kakuji is singing, kuhu. And also peacocks are dancing there. And Radha and Krishna are there. And so beautifully there, and charmed and remembered you, making one in that mind, then it will be true. Otherwise, you are sincere. Oh, come on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Swing Krishna. Oh, my horse is there, he is there. So then, mantra will fruit, otherwise it will not give fruit. So mantra, you should know that Krishna mantra is Krishna himself and Radhika. So, playing Krishnaya. Swaha, parigrahina swaha. And giving myself in the Lord's Krishna. And this relation is with me. So this mantra will give relation, like Rohit keeps. Our father, mother, first with erring daughter. In the same way. A relation will come. Very good relation. Not only that, I am Krishnadas. What kind of Krishnadas you are? The mantra will tell and you will realize yourself. In some way. Ishvara practically. With honor doing all these things. And Sri Namini. Nainangaladasudaraya
padanangadagadarudhaya gira.
Ketan Mahaprabhu himself told me, oh, I have no pain in Krishna. I am still alive.
Napaiva gangokti darapi me harau tandami sobhagya param prabhati Bansi vilasya nalavalokanam vina Vibhavirvijatranapatanga kana vritha
Peeping, Vitagiri, great Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, I should die. Why am I living? I have no praying, no love and affection with Krishna. I know a fish has so much
love and affection,
love and affection for water, with water. Anytime one takes that fish out of water, what will do?
He will die. He will become restless and die.
Restless, dying at once. No remedy at all. Only remedy that you should put that fish at once in. And I have no prema and devotion for Krishna. And still I am alive. A fish cannot live without that. And still alive without Krishna. But all are telling that, oh, you have so high class of food, but have not a single smell of Krishna. So I should die. Have you this sense of more? So he is praying to name, oh name Prabhu, you are himself Krishna and Radhika. When a day will come that I will sound Krishna, my heart will be melted. If anyone has moved like this, there is no war. There is no isha ways.
Envy is jealousy.
Envy, jealousy and anything. No duplicate.
Hypocrisy.
Faulty of me. Now or never it will come, it will go very far away. Trinamni. All they think that when you are chanting Krishna, Krishna is there. It is only the defect in you that you are not seeing and realizing. But Krishna is there only. Not only heart. In all atoms of whole world, all atoms of air, everywhere, there is no place where Krishna is there. There were so many students of a guru. Guru took any very sweet, very good sweet,
delicious
sweet in his hand. And he gave it to his all students, each one of them. And he told, you should take it where there is none. You should go and after taking, after eating, you should be thankful. But see, anyone should not see in a very solitary place where none is there, you should take it. All the students went, except one, all Guru, and went to Gurudev after washing hands. Have you taken? Yes, Gurudev. Anyone saw you?
Never.
But one student, he
could not eat.
He returned with that sweet. Gurudev told him, why you cannot take? Because I couldn't find any place, solitary place. Fine. You should go in that room. There is none and you can get it. Oh Gurudev, I see Krishna. Yes, so this is one fact. So you should be like that. And then chant Krishna name. Your heart will be. If your heart is not melting, then go to Council of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami means any bona fide devotee in council. Excuse me. Once there was setting a very good council near Rupa Goswami in Radha Damodar temple, Nalubari. It was called Sevakul. At that time it was Sevakul. Not Radha Damodar temple, because at that time it was not established. And the very bona fide person, all devotees were there. And they were giving Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. Who are telling Srimad Bhagavatam? Oh, why you are telling?
who are telling, explaining Bhagavatam?
Raghunath Bhattacharya.
Why you are not sitting?
Some gas is coming. Gas
leakage. Oh.
So, Raghunath Das Goswami Bhakti.
Raghunath Das
Goswami. What thing? In Ras Panchayat. In Ras Panchayat, what thing? Jayati Tezikam Janmana Braja Sayata India Sasada Krahi Daita Dishatan Diksuta Vaka
Almost all that.
Some become saints. Some know who are Karani. Some, yes, they are constant. Why is there not Bali Rupa Goswami? He was not doing anything. He was sitting. Just as his eyes were open, as he was in natural way. In thought, in sorrow. All are. All hearts are melting, there are some symptoms that they are also immersed in Krishna pain. But why Rupa Goswami?
No outer
symptoms. Nothing external is there.
External symptoms.
Prevent there. And he saw that he is dead or he is living, I don't know. But eyes are
open.
Open. And he took a cotton. And he put it here. At once, very warm. And there was so big
blister.
And so that is in Guru Vrindavan. He was not like an ordinary fish in ordinary water tank. Eating, there is not so much water, a big fish, then it will run here and there, the water in the body. But a very big fish, not only one bad baby. He will play so much in Pacific Ocean, the water is not made muddy. So, the heart of Rupa Goswami is like endless lesson of
ocean.
Ocean of
Krishna Ras.
And it is
dying.
Anyone cannot
none can measure his love.
How deep, endless is so we should be like this. Try to have a heart like
Rupa Goswami's heart.
And also, this is the preaching, this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And this is the mission of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami. And this is the same mission of mine. The words of Srila Vinata. Something has been left. Tomorrow I will try to explain. I wanted to explain whole book, but it took 8 or more days, 9 days, only
half.
But I hope that you gain so much from all these things and try to have in your heart forever. And this will add your bhakti, love and affection, and your heart will be also happy. Well, am I?